supposed to.
Yeah, I don't know. Paints on the chalkboard by the door. And everybody looks at that one. It'll be fine. It'll be fine. Strong guy. Strong like bull.
The old chef is having surgery today. I don't think you ever met the old chef. Before the dark chef, Lord knows where he is, probably trapped in some interdimensional rift. Again, probably. If I know him, he'll try to claim it all as time on the clock and build a diner for overtime when he gets back, if he gets back. And now, of course, we have Chef Marceau, from whom we hear very little. But before these guys, there was the old chef. He was the original guy. He turned on the grill when the diner was built. He hung up his spatula a few years back, but he'll come in from time to time. We'll take a look at the burgers and see how they're doing. Flip a pancake with an expert flick of the wrist. Everybody loves the old chef. But he's going in to have a stent replaced. He's had a stent in his heart since 1946. And as you can imagine, stent technology wasn't exactly what it is today back in 1946. It was made of vulcanized rubber with little metal O-rings at the end to keep it in shape. And consequently, every time he got near a magnet, he'd be dragged across the room. And you could imagine the hell that it played when he would be going through metal detectors at the airports. We just couldn't believe him that he had a metal stent. Such a thing was just ridiculous. Well, the rubber has deteriorated over the course of the years, so they're going to replace the stent. Actually, what they're going to do is they're going to put a stent in the stent, which is something I've never heard of before. But apparently the stent has become clogged, so they're going to put a stent into it. A nested stent, if you will. A matryoshka stent, if that's the correct word for those Russian nesting dolls, which don't resemble stents at all. Hi, folks. Welcome to the diner. I'm James Lilac, sitting here at my accustomed place of the long boomerang pattern from Micah Counter at the old diner out on old Highway 23, about 18 and a half minutes from wherever you happen to be right now. And I think about 18 and a half minutes from the hospital, where the old chef's going under the gas. Well, we'll have some reports as they happen. We wish him well, of course. I know it's been a while, and I apologize for that, but I just haven't had the time to talk. I mean, I've been at the diner every day. A day without a diner is like a day without orange juice, which I don't drink anymore, come to think of it. You know, when I went on that low-carb thing many years ago, orange juice was one of the things that I cut out because I looked at the side of the package, and it was, you know, 96 grams of sugar. And I just realized that if I was really truly going to cut out sugar, orange juice would have to be the first thing to go. But I miss it. There's simply no substitute for a glass of liquefied orange juice. When I was a kid, however, I stuck up my nose at orange juice. You know why? Because in those days, we were a family split when it came to the pulp issue. My dad liked pulp. My dad liked a thick mat of pulp on top of the thing, like seaweed in a dying lake. And me, pulp made me gag. Strain it, I'd say. Pulp makes me gag. And my mother would duly strain it. I imagine my father would look at me with a certain amount of despair, and World War II vet that he was would wonder exactly how we were going to beat the next Tojo or Hitler if the kid's coming up gagged at pulp and wanted it strained. That's typical of my generation. That's typical of all the boomers. We want the pulp strained out of our nice little lives. Anyway, I'm amused now that when I do go shopping for orange juice for the rest of the family that I see that it comes in several varieties. There's no pulp, which I heartily endorse. There's some pulp, which seems rather indistinct. There's pulp. And then there's lots of pulp, which makes you realize that they're taking the pulp out of the pulp free and the some pulp and just dumping it right in the lots of pulp. Everybody's happy. Your pulp calibrations these days, your options are innumerable. Anyway, where was I? Orange juice. Oh, right. Day without the diner, like day without sunshine, which was sort of what the old slogan used to be, I think, pre-Anita Bryant, where she ruined the image of orange juice forever, for a while, at least for us. Because when I was in high school, Anita Bryant was a laughingstock. Because she wore a skirt, frankly, and had her hair that looked like our mom's hair looked 8 years before. Hence, she was ridiculous. So you couldn't really drink orange juice without somebody saying that, "Aha, I detect by your choice of morning beverages that you are simpatico without outmoded icon Anita Bryant." Oh, kids could be cruel in Fargo, let me tell you. Kids could be cruel. No, I've been here. But I just haven't had anything to say. And it's probably just as well. I'm busy with affair, busy with work, busy with this, busy with that. And I've got to say busy with the other thing. But I'm glad I'm here now, and really, I need to relax. I need to have a nice, hot, steaming cup of coffee. It's a little nippy outside. And see what the fellow who stocks the jukebox has prepared for us this week. I've been too busy to even play the thing. For all I know, I missed a whole bunch of late October, really early first or second day of September-themed music that he slipped in and then took out, crestfallen, when he realized that nobody played it. Man, I specifically give that guy a song tuned to the mood of Twilight the day after Labor Day. Does he play it? No, he doesn't play it. All right, let's see what we have here. I'm just going to go for our old favorite, freshest, newest hit on the jukebox, A1.
For it's all alone, no while from May to December, though the days grow short.
I'm sorry, I'm not a big doo-wop guy. They all sound the same. They all have that same tremolo. But there's got to be another version of September song somewhere here in the jukebox. September without a September song is like a day at the diner with a glass of orange juice overrun with pulp. Whatever. Let's try D2.
A long, long time, from May to December, but the days grow short when you reach September.
Oh, it's better.
When the autumn weather turns the leaves to flame, one hasn't got time.
Is this the Doppler backup chorus?
Ah, but the days dwindle down to a precious few. There's September.
Yes, there is. Hey.
And November.
That's swinging November.
And
hey.
These few.
What about October?
I want to spend with you.
You skipped October, buddy. There's 31 perfectly good days. You can't just write them out of the calendar.
Spend with you.
I'll spend with you. Hey! Ah! It's a long, long time from May to September, but it's much, much longer till you reach December. But I'll spend
I'll spend it with you.
Gonna get right down and grunt the words out. Sound like we're trying to get some turds out.
I'll spend it with you.
With me?
Yeah,
that's enough of that. There's got to be a better version of September song somewhere around here. Something classy with strings and cascading pianos. Let's see here. Oh, this looks interesting. G1. From a band named Liberace. Is that how it's... Liberace. Never heard of them. Well, can't hurt. Let's give it a shot. Ooh, classy. I like it.
When I was a young man,
of course, it's Liberace.
Courting the girl
in an alternate dimension.
I played me a waiting game.
I'd wait for them to go away.
If a maid refused me with tossing curls, I'd let the older take a couple of whirls.
So that's what whirling odors sound like.
For as time went along, she came my way.
As time went along, she came.
Was anybody ever fooled by this guy?
But it's a long, long while from May till December.
You get the feeling he's really gonna belt out that day's dwindling down bit.
And the days grow short when you reach September.
My brother George loved the pulp.
The autumn weather turns the leaves to flame.
Well, actually, it's the cessation of photosynthesis, but weather is a trigger.
And I haven't got time for the waiting game.
Ouch.
For the days dwindle down to a precious few.
Hey, Libby, what month is this?
September.
And what comes next, if I might be so bold as to ask?
November.
No. It's October. I keep telling you guys, it's October.
And
oh, what's the
these
use?
Few golden days I'll spend with you. These precious days I'll spend with.
What? That's it? Well, who is he going to spend his precious days with? Oh, man, that really leaves me hanging. Well, chalkboard update on the old chef. Okay, I'm just reading this off the chalkboard here. They have given the old chef the gas, and it's Texaco Sky Chief with Ethel. Apparently he likes the smell of it, and it puts him at ease. And he has declined anesthetic. Interesting. And simply requested a piece of leather on which to bite down. Okay, well, it looks like the operation is beginning. Well, let's get back to our music here and see what we can find on this fine September day at the diner. You know, September song is not the only September song. There's another one. Autumn Leaves, that's it. And it, too, has the tinkly pianos going down to indicate the falling of the leaves. And lots of orchestral crescendos and the rest of it. Very, very reminiscent of the autumnal season, the autumnal mood, which, frankly, is not upon us at all, because everything's still green out there, but what the hell? There's got to be a version of it here somewhere. Autumn Leaves. Ah, there it is. M1. I don't recognize her name, but let's... What the hell? A little closer to the mic, please. Really closer. No, you can't record the whole song in the hall, lady. Here comes the bittersweet wind. Hey, anybody seen the singer? Did she go out for a smoke? No, seriously, she's supposed to be singing, right? Isn't... Is that her? Where the hell is she hiding? Look under the desk. Maybe she's under the desk. Okay, no, she's not there. Okay, check the coffee shop downstairs. I don't know, maybe she thought that this was all an instrumental, okay? And, you know, She's, you know, having a grilled cheese sandwich or something. Check the bathroom. I think she's in the bathroom. Yeah. Okay. What a strange version of Autumn Leaves. I have the feeling that that is the signature sound for that particular artist. Must have made it hard for her to do personal appearances because she'd have to stand 30 feet away from everybody. Well, there's an old chef update on the chalkboard. Let's see. It says, he is alert and talking. Good. Well, maybe not. I mean, the operation is still going on. The surgeon probably wants to do it without distraction. Old chef can tell a good story and might lose his place. That's the problem with modern medicine. Everything's go, go, go. Get him in, open him up, do the job, get him out, on to the next one. No time to take a break. Sit back. Take the load off. Smoke 'em if you got 'em. Swap some stories. Well, looks like he's doing fine. I should get back to playing some music here, but yeah, I don't know why I'm playing autumn music. As I said, I mean, it's not that autumn-esque out there. Trees are 99% green. 99.6% from where I stand. Of course, I'm looking mostly at evergreens, but everything else, there's a tint here and there. There's a bit of a yellow tinge to some of the trees. There's always one that goes all the way too fast. There's always one tree that goes completely brown about a month before anybody else. You always wonder, what's on that tree's mind exactly? It could be that the other trees put him up to it. Could be that the other trees fooled him somehow. Oh, must be time to change. You go first. And then, you know, the tree looks around and everybody else is still green. Ah, sucker! Or, you know, maybe the tree just misreads the signals and the weather and the light and starts to turn a little too early and then figures out, what the hell, might as well go all the way. Get it over with. That may be the case. Well, the molting will begin soon. That's all I can say, and I'm not looking forward to a sky of nothing but bare, empty branches scratching at the gray face of the day. Soon enough. Yeah, so let's play more autumn music here. Well, I guess I have to, since that's what he stocked the thing with. Oh, look! What a surprise! P2. Why, it's Autumn Leaves. Again. Psycho by Beethoven. Ah! Very energetic leaves. Like after day three of a meth bender. You could also use this for a song that illustrated urination. It'd probably be a hard sell for the ladies, though. Guys would buy it. And no matter how much you shake and dance, the last few leaves always go in the gutter. Enough of that one. Let's try F. One, which appears to be, well, something different. The Leaves of Autumn.
The falling leaves,
oh, for heaven's sakes,
drift by the window. The autumn leaves.
I can't take this anymore. I'm gonna give it one more shot. One more shot. T2. Doesn't say what it is. Matter of fact, it's just blank here. But I have my suspicions. C-3PO's electrocardiogram. Stop it! Stop it!
Stop stay in one speaker.
Ah, much better.
Ah!
Put the jukebox on my bill.
They've got spares in the basement. Well, since I took care of the little jukebox here, I guess I can't play anything more for a while until they outfit the counter with a new one. Might be a grand time for me to head off to the lavatory. And meanwhile, a word from some of our sponsors.
Meet you at the big boy at 8 a.m. for the best hotcakes in town. For the freshest eggs and that coffee that's great, or that French toast golden brown. Meet you at the big boy at 12 p.m. along with the rest of the bunch. For a crisp green salad and a big boy burger or a Slim Jim sandwich for lunch. Meet you at the big boy at 6 p.m. for an honest to goodness meal. Chicken or ham or shrimp or beef or pies with homemade taste appeal. Meet you at the big boy after dark for that late snack you can't beat. Meet you at the big boy, meet you at the big boy, our favorite place to eat. Meet you at the big boy, and it's time for that good food you can't beat. Meet you at the big boy, meet you at the big boy, our favorite place to eat. Meet you at the big boy, meet you at the big boy, our favorite place to eat.
And now, may I ask your attention for a brief message to wartime America.
Thank you, Mr. Swing. You know, those imaginary little troublemaking imps called the gremlins can cause other than mechanical trouble in your car. There's one pesky little goblin called Scratchy, and his job is to skate around on the nice polished surface of your car and scratch and mar the finish. Not only does this spoil the looks, but it's important to remember that road grime and dirt on the surface can cause wear, too. You feel better driving a car that looks good. You're proud of it, and proud of yourself for taking care of it now that it's got to last. Your mobile gas dealer would like to give it a fine mobile gloss polish job, or a mobile wax job that will make it shine and reflect the pride you have in it. Drop in and get your mobile gas dealer's low price on this service. Let him keep the gremlins out of your car.
Never borrow money needlessly, just when you must. Borrow them where loans are a specialty from folks you trust. Borrow confidently from HSBC.
Household Finance Corporation offices are listed in your telephone book.
Beats. Heartbeats.
Attention, everyone. Attention. Just been informed that the old chef is out of surgery and he's doing great. Yes. Apparently, the doctor said that his arteries were blocked 110%, but that his heart was so strong and his blood so determined that it fought its way through every time. Now that his arteries are clear, his blood's practically shooting out of the tips of his fingers. His heart's so strong. So, good news for all. Celebrate here with some pie, maybe in some, maybe a hamburger with some butter and maybe not. But I do have a new jukebox. They installed one here while I was in the lab, and this one doesn't have any autumn leaves songs on it, so let's just punch one up at random and see what this one's stocked with, shall we? Let's go to A1.
Why do you...
Ah, that's just great. Started out feeling autumnal, September, days dwindling down to oppressions, etc., and end up with everybody on the floor of the diner dancing, cutting a rug, you might say, if there were any rugs. There's not. There's linoleum. It's black and white. It's tile. It's got little marks in it from high heels. Classic. I like it. Anyway, that'll do it. It's been a day that ended with lots of pulp, and that's fine with me. Thanks for stopping by, folks. This has been The Diner for Friday, September 14th, 2007. I'm James Lilacs, and I'll see you down the road. Guys, you see it? It's got to be scurrying around here somewhere. There it went. There, under the counter. There, quick. Give me my pistol.